Hare Krishna. Doubt your doubts and believe your beliefs. When we practice spiritual life, we often have to battle against our doubts and protect our faith. The vital strategy for success in this inner battle is to doubt our doubts and to believe our beliefs. Unfortunately, however, we often do the opposite. That means we doubt our beliefs and we believe our doubts. And often, while we believe our doubts, we often think that we are very intelligent. We think that I am not like all those gullible believers. I am very intelligent. But actually, such thinking makes us the most gullible believer. Because when we are doubting, what are we doing? We are also believing. We are also a believer when we are a doubter. We are simply believing our doubts. And we are believing our doubts not just in a naive way, but also in a self-congratulatory way. Thinking that, oh, I am so clever. Now, the problem with believing in doubts is that doubts can only tell us what is wrong. They can never tell us what is right. Just like when a patient goes to a doctor, and patient doubts the doctor, and the patient is going to stay sick. The patient will have to sometime put faith in some doctor if the patient is to be cured. So, by always being doubtful, we will never come to know the truth. If you want to know the truth, we have to sometime start doubting our doubts and start believing our beliefs. So now, what should we believe in? The Bhagavad Gita offers us a coherent philosophy that answers life's fundamental questions cogently. And the Bhagavad Gita further assures that if we faithfully practice its teachings, then we get higher knowledge. Shraddha vallabhate jnanam tatpara sanyatendriyah jnanam labdhva param shantim achirena adigachyati. So, Shraddhaval labhate jnanam. Says by Shraddha, by faith, we acquire knowledge. This knowledge refers not to theoretical or intellectual knowledge. It refers to realized knowledge. That is, it refers to the experience of higher spiritual reality that is accessed by the purification and elevation of our consciousness, which happens by the practice of yoga. And the best among all yogas is Bhakti Yoga. Now, to practice Bhakti Yoga successfully, we need to doubt our doubts and believe our beliefs. That means, practically what does it mean? It means that we stay away from those things which cause us doubts. And we focus on those things which nourish our faith. And by this discerning practice, we will start relishing Bhakti. Even in the stage of sadhana. And as we keep practicing bhakti steadily, we will slowly but surely realize the higher truths. And then we will go beyond doubts and perceive the ultimate spiritual truth, Krishna, as a directly perceived reality. As the Bhagavad Gita 7.1 states that by practicing bhakti, vanya sakta manah partha yogam yunyan madashe asamshayam samagram ma mitha gyanasa sita shivam. Asamshayam. Without doubt, we will know Krishna in full. We will know the truth in full. So, by doubting our doubts and believing our beliefs, we can attain the success in our spiritual life. Thank you. Hare Krishna.